Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question is from Sabrina, who says, my four-year-old daughter has a nasty ear infection. The medication she got is nasty and she won't take it. Attempting to force it ends with her spitting it out. We tried hiding it in applesauce, but she wouldn't eat it, said it was yucky. We've reasoned with her, bribed with her. Nothing works. Oh, Sabrina, I know the struggle. One of my kids, my youngest, actually had recurring ear infections and had to take that gross pink stuff multiple times with swimmer's ear. And I have another kid who had to take medication from a young age as well. My best solution here, particularly if this is a kid who has ear infections, kids who have ear infections tend to have ear infections. This is a kid who might have to take medicine a little bit more than the average kid, maybe. So your daughter needs to learn to swallow pills. And we think of this as something that is way beyond kids' capabilities, but it's really not. Once they hit three, they are able to do this. Once they get past, what is it? Definitely a mental block of swallowing the medicine, right? We're supposed to chew food before we swallow. We are designed that way so we don't choke, but your kids swallow things that are bigger than those tiny pills all the time. And here's the technique that got my reluctant medicine taker to take meds as a little one. The duck shake technique. Show your child a video of ducks. You know how they, when they're going to eat something, they lift their head, their beak up to the sky, and they kind of wiggle their head back and forth a little bit. They go, la, 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 and then they swallow. That's what you're going to do, because when you do that, it makes the pill move back farther on the tongue, but it also relaxes your throat. You can't grip your throat and also shake your head side to side very quickly. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to get some M&Ms or maybe Skittles, depending on your kid's dietary restrictions. M&Ms worked well in our house. Something like that, that are small. They're not scary. They don't taste bad. And of course, your child will probably want to chew quite a few while you're playing this game. And again, it is a game with super fun M&Ms. It's not scary pills. And you put the M&M on your tongue, whatever the little candy is. You take a sip of water, less than you might think. Don't have your kid take a huge, huge gulp of water, because having to swallow all that water is kind of part of the problem. If they do the duck shake and kind of tip their chin up, the pill will fall to the back of the mouth and then they can just swallow. If you have other kids at home or two parents, whatever, everybody can play. Everybody gets the M&Ms and the water. Let's all try this together. Let's all try to swallow something like a duck does. And your child will be able to do it. It might take 10 minutes. It might take three tries, but, or it might take three tries over several weeks, but this is something that your child can definitely do. If you try that and it really doesn't work, there are compounding pharmacies. That's a sort of magic word you want to ask for. Ask your local pharmacy, do you have compounding capabilities? And if not, call around your area and find a pharmacy that is compounding, because that means they can combine the medicine with other flavors. They can do something to make it slightly more palatable. We had a very gross liquid med that we were able to make slightly more palatable at our local compounding pharmacy. Here are some other things that our listeners suggested that I would never have thought of and I loved. One said putting it in Nutella, and another person said chocolate syrup. Apparently, both of those things hide the taste of yucky medicine a little bit better, maybe than applesauce or fruit juice. So try those. Let your child suck on some crushed ice first because it will numb their tongue so that they can't taste the medicine as much. A related tip is get the medicine cold first. Cold medicine, the taste of it itself will be somewhat knocked out. Using the dropper, you know, those things we use for little babies to give them infant Tylenol, whether you push down on the plunger and push it in, even though your kid is four, if she opens up her mouth and you plunge it all the way towards the back of her mouth and then she takes a sip of a drink she really likes, that might get it down a little more easy. And the last thing somebody suggested, which I'd never tried and didn't know it was possible, is taking the medicine as a shot. Now, at least my kids were definitely more interested in swallowing M&Ms than they were in getting extra shots. But for some kids, for whom this is really a big deal and for whom shots are not a big deal, medicines are sometimes available in shot form. Sabrina, I think your daughter is probably better from a ear infection by now, but I hope that next time you have to do this, you'll be able to try some of these techniques and let us know how it goes. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.